3. A Secret Service agent entered the Oval Office. "Mr. President, it's time. The motorcade is ready." Taylor, the hard-charging former governor of North Carolina and one-time founder and CEO of an enormously successful tech company in the Research Triangle near Raleigh, was not a man accustomed to being challenged to his face. He kept his eyes locked on mine for a few more moments. "Mr. Collins, I invited you here to thank you for all you did to save my life. I ask you to be my honored guest tonight at the State of the Union. Tomorrow, you will receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom in the ceremony we have planned. And this is how you thank me? By telling me I'm not doing enough to keep Americans safe? We're on the verge of a great and historic victory against the Islamic State, and you're standing here in the Oval Office asking me for vengeance." "No, sir. I'm not asking for vengeance. I'm asking for justice." The president shook his head. "I'm an anti-war Democrat, Collins, yet I went to Congress and demanded they pass a formal declaration of war against ISIL. I'm the man who pulled the last of our forces out of Afghanistan, yet I just sent thousands of American ground forces back into Iraq. Why? To crush ISIL once and for all, and that's precisely what we're doing. Did we find Abu Khalif in Al-Kosh? No. Did we find him in Mosul? No. But are we going to keep hunting him? Absolutely. And for you to suggest I'm not serious about getting this guy is not just crazy, it's downright offensive." "Are you going to attack Raqqa?" I asked, speaking of the ISIS capital in Syria. "We're focused on Iraq right now, and you know it. Are you going to take Homs, Aleppo, Dabiq?" At this, the president's entire demeanor shifted. Instead of fuming at me, he laughed out loud. "Collins, have you completely lost your mind? I'm trying to put out the forest fire in Syria, not pour gasoline on it. I'm working night and day with the Russians and the Iranians and the Turks and the UN to try to nail down a ceasefire that will hold, something that'll actually stop all the killing, not increase it."
"But sir, don't you see? Agreeing to a ceasefire before destroying Khalif would be a disaster. You'd be giving him a safe haven. You'd be effectively handing him enormous swaths."